What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to win the Super Bowl. We are going to win the Super Bowl when we are putting our best foot forward every single year. And sometimes we might just need heavier gloves. Who knows? Who knows? I think Super Bowl or bust, whatever you want to say, the Bills need to cross that threshold. We need to cross that threshold, and we will. And the world wants to see it, and I want Mr. Nicky, Mr. Chief Guy, to see it as well. And one day it will happen, whether it's this year, next year, whoever knows, bro. We are fighting for it every year that we're on that field.
What a win for Nick Wright. Deion Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Nicky. You know, Super Bowl or bust. That's not Dawkins saying we're not Super Bowl or bust. But
no, he's kind of even saying, no.
He's saying if we keep going, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a unbelievably perfectly timed thing. Who does that sound like?
Bean.
Okay.
After not, the year, not, not keep not, knocking on the
not,
door.
Not a Bill. In the sports world, who does that sound like?
Oh, gotcha.
If I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll get there.
McDavid?
I'm going to give you the answer. You're going to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood, which, by the way, he wins the tour championship.
Yeah.
You want the funny kind of half-snarky comment about that first, or should we get into the moral value?
What's the half-snarky? No, give me the half-snarky.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's play the game. Here's the half-snarky point about it. Who won the tour championship?
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood. I wasn't paying attention. He must have won a lot of tournaments this year.
He did not.
Oh. Well, he must have previously been an all-time excellent champion that wins tournaments all the time.
No. Never won.
He's never won a tournament, and he's your tour champion in the tour. And the tournament that he won isn't even an actual tournament. It's an aggregate tournament based
on... No. It used to be. It used to be an aggregate tournament. Right. But it's dumb in that he won the FedEx Cup in addition to the Tour Championship, despite the fact that Scheffler had more points in the FedEx Cup.
Right.
It's the stupidest thing of all time.
The point is...
But he won the Tour Championship, which is what... that's what everyone cares about anyway. He won a tournament that everyone started at zero
at. Yes, yes.
He won Nobody cares about the points FedEx Cup that he actually didn't even have the most points.
But the point on that is...
Yeah.
We've got two major golf events, and I could tie the Bills into either one of them. The first one is Rory winning the Masters.
Right.
Would be, oh my God, they finally did the thing everybody knew they should do.
Yeah.
They are so good, they should win this thing. And that was Rory winning the Masters. I know there's other majors, and you're not measured just by the Masters. But the pressure on Rory was, basically, you're supposed to win this. You're an all-time great.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to win this. And then he did. And people thought, Bills. At least I did. Then you've got Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood was, you've had the lead on Sunday how many times?
This was the fourth, I think.
You've never got over the line. Mm-hmm. You choke it away all the time. And every time he would lose, Tommy Fleetwood's message was, hey, I could be upset about it or I could be happy. I'm putting myself in this position. If I continue to do this, I will win.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like Dawkins right there. We're going to win. I will win.
Yeah.
If we keep doing this, we will win. So I don't know if you like the person that, you know, punishes themselves because they want it so badly that they're driven, they want to die.
Yeah.
Or the guy that says, no, trust the process. I'm here all the time. I'm going to get it done.
Do you consider the Bills, though, to have, maybe some do, that nervous tick that those two clearly even spoke to, I've got it. Like, I have to fight through it. And it almost makes it more impressive. You have to be so good to overcome that. Rory almost choked it away at the Masters. Like, and he yeah. talked about it after. Like, it clearly was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, him feeling the pressure, that nervous tick. He puts it in the water on 15, and then he misses that short putt to win it on 18 before he gets another shot at it. Fleetwood on 18, I mean, he had a three-shot lead. But what does he do on his approach? He duck hooks the shot to the left, and he's lucky there's no water over there. It's just rough. So he's able to go up and down from there. But he knows, like, I'm 180 out here, 190 out. Like, I'm three shots from winning the tournament. He has worst shot of the day
yep.
to the left, but he didn't get penalized by it. Do the Bills, those guys talk about going through that. They had it. Do the Bills have that? Do the Bills have that nervous tick where they're missing that putt on 18? They did it the one time in 13 seconds, but yeah. will we qualify everything else they've done
it,
as
it depends.
This is you missing a 5-foot putt over and over and over again?
Yes, it's everyone except Allen, though, right?
Which makes it even more infuriating, right?
A little bit. I mean, Allen had a bad game. He had one bad, really bad game.
That everybody else had a
Cincinnati,
bad game.
Where everybody right. kind of blames the defense instead. But, yeah, like I think about Fleetwood and I think about McIlroy and the parallels between both of them to the Bills. I mean, anybody crossing the threshold, winning the thing, is going to be like the Bills and Allen.
Right.
Allen and the Bills are, of course, together, but they're also separate. Like, Allen's the best in the sport with Lamar. These two have to win it. And then the Bills are kind of bigger than that, where it's this franchise has never won it. Can the best player that needs to win lead the franchise that has never won to it? Like, for Lamar, the Ravens have won the Super Bowl multiple times. So it's just like, oh, Lamar has his. That's not also Baltimore has theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They've got one, too.
Right.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll check in maybe with the chat, and we'll get some calls in, too. Charlie in Lancaster. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about replacing Trey White here. Yeah, I didn't know who you guys think is best fit to step up. I know we're releasing Jackson. My only thought, and then I'll hang up and listen, is that Joe Anderson, he's a little small for linebacker, shifting him there. You know, he's quick on his feet. He's good at deflecting passes when he can. But, you know, just want to hear your thoughts.
On Andreessen? Oh, he hung up.
I mean, he's a backup linebacker.
Yeah.
So he's not a little small? Sure, but he's also the exact same height and weight as Terrell Bernard. So, is that a problem? I'm not saying Bernard isn't undersized also, but is it a problem for Bernard also? That would be my question. I don't have a problem with him being the backup middle linebacker.
I think both linebackers might have their – I mean, the backup, Andreessen, of course, you're not trusting him in coverage. If you are putting him in coverage, you're in trouble. And Bernard, you know, he makes splash plays.
Yep. Andreessen's listed as being bigger than him by like 10 pounds. I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, he did not look good in that Chicago preseason game at all. It was tough for him, but hasn't every other preseason game or training camp blurb or everything else about him always been positive? So, like,
yep.
And what do you really expect from your – he's replacing Baylen Spector. So, if he was starting at middle linebacker, maybe there'd be a bigger conversation here. But he's, to me, just depth at this point, so I'm not really that worried about it. They have had linebacker injuries, though.
Yeah, lots of them. In big moments, too. Jimmy Charlo looks like he will not be making the roster. Could be back on the practice squad.
Okay.
Speaking of linebacker.
He was highlighted in Hard Knocks, which, by the way, we get another edition of tonight.
Yes.
I don't think we're getting cutdowns on today's episode. Because then what would next week be? right? Like, they had two preseason games of material to work through on tonight's episode. If they were to put, there's two more episodes, so if they were to put cuts on today, I have no idea what they would do next week. So, I think you'll probably get a lot less of that than you're thinking, because today's going to be all about that in the rest of the world.
I do wonder if we're going to get a trade.
Yeah, I mean,
there are a lot of trades. There've been a run of trades in the NFL, late round picks for guys.
So, but that would be more likely what? Trading for someone, trading someone away, right?
Either. Could be both.
If they're trading for someone, it's a corner at this point?
Probably.
It's probably not a safety, right? Like, they're going with Bishop. Like, they're going to see that out. They're going to take a look at that before they do anything else, would be my guess. So, yeah, okay, maybe a corner they bring in. I don't know what other position they would be looking at for that.
Do you think that the Bills – I mean, listen, I know it's preseason game number three. Bishop made a couple of plays. Do you think the Bills feel any better about what's happening there based on preseason game number three? Because I don't think that there's really anything there
to suggest
that they should.
No, just that they might feel better just that he got in and out of the game healthy.
Yeah. The job is, and I saw, I got to find this. Somebody sent me, there's an analyst for the Ringer,
mm-hmm.
who was talking about Bishop, mm-hmm. on a show. I'm going to find this. And it was basically, hold on. What am I doing right now? It's kind of like streaming at home. What's this show on? What app did someone send me this information on?
It could be anything. Okay.
Not Twitter. Is it Facebook Marketplace?
Snapchat.
Is it right. Where on earth could it be?
Instagram.
Somebody sent me something about... I'm not going to find it. Whatever. What was it? It was on Bishop and how he just doesn't... You can tell. There's the athleticism, but he doesn't really know what he's looking at, and he's just kind of lost. And you saw it at times last year. It's not every play. Listen, the job of safety isn't, wow, he's lost on every play. It's, are you lost on four plays?
Yeah.
And then it's tough. You know, we talk about this sometimes. The difference in life between a player in the secondary and a player on the defensive line. In the defensive secondary, you make one bad play, it's the game.
Yeah.
You get remembered. As a defensive lineman, you make one good play, you had a good day.
Right.
Like, you had a sack. To the fans. Not necessarily to like the coaches, but to fans. Joey Bosa had a sack today. Nice day.
Yeah.
You know? Trey White got beat for a 37-yard pass. Bum. Like, you know, you only have to have one good play on the defensive line for a lot of us to say, hey, I thought he had a pretty good day. So, I don't know. Like, I'll eventually find this thing that someone sent me on Cole Bishop. I'm pretty sure it was the Ringer NFL show. Someone talking about how you can just see when there are game plans, when he's got to think of what they're doing, when they see this from Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman on this side, they're switching coverages. And like, that's where the problems come. And I don't think anything from a preseason game against Tampa's backups is going to change what the Bills are concerned about, at least not yet. They're going to need to see...
But you would expect they're going to see it out.
Like, yes.
Right? Like, he's starting week one.
I would agree with that.
I don't know if he's starting the playoff games.
If he's not starting week one, could it...
It's over.
Wait a minute.
Right? When's he getting in?
Hamlin and Rapp beat the Ravens last year, right?
They did, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Did one of them miss that game?
Was Hamlin out? Rapp played.
Rapp got hurt in the...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Regular season game, I think, is maybe what I'm misconstruing this with.
They both played.
Yeah, I think that might be right. There were injuries at the end of the year, but I think yes. Yeah, it was both of them.
By the way, Jeremy, Flap in chat says he sent you that Bishop thing on the 30 Club.
Beautiful. All right, now we'll find it. This is your reminder. You can sign up for my text club.
There you go.
Go to joinsubtext.com/the30club, and you can text me things, and I can text you things. It's like one-to-one texting. It's actually really great, and I send you my thoughts on stuff. That's the 30 Club. And, yes, now I'm going to go find that because it was exactly that. It was I'll find it.
Okay, real quick, on that game, in that game, I guess it happened in both games against the Ravens last year, Rapp played 19 snaps on defense and then got injured. Hmm. So in that playoff game, Cole Bishop played 66% of the snaps on defense. So, I mean, he did play a lot of that game, and they found a way to win. However, what was the problem in that game? They got torched in the pass game, which was a lot of last year. But, you know, Rapp makes the interception that I guess was that the first drive or the second drive on Baltimore? Maybe he gets hurt on that play because it's only 19 snaps for him, and then the rest of it is Cole Bishop.
Well, listen, who would the Bills trust? Who would they trust against Baltimore? Deion Walker or Jordan Phillips? You know, like Cole Bishop or DeMar Hamlin. There's see it out, of course, to see a player be ready to reach their ceiling. And then there's, all right, who will know what to do today?
But, man, if he doesn't play week one, aren't you – you're never getting that in, right?
I don't know when you're getting the reps in.
You got the off season as, like, the guy. And I know he missed a lot of time due to injury, but you were the plan. And you lost it? I don't know how he comes back from that. Other than an injury. And then it's just, well, I guess we'll just take a look at this. It's kind of what happened with Elam, isn't it? Kyrie Elam ended up starting some games for the Bills and playing, but it was never really by their choice. It was always by injury. And I don't know, it maybe feels like we're heading down a similar path if they were to come out week one against Baltimore and not have Bishop on the field.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So here's what it was, the Bishop thing. I finally got it. This is from an analyst whose name is Cody Alexander. Thank you. Finally, I got to it.
Cody Alexander.
This payoff will not be worth it. I'm sorry I made you wait this long. But he said, this is like the transcript from the NFL Ringer show. And this is something that I told you Brett Coleman pointed out.
Yeah.
When talking about the Bills. Brett Coleman of the bootleg podcast. He does a YouTube show. He's amazing. They do great work, you know, showing you tape and telling you about your team. Like, the guys at Cover One do so many good resources out there. Anyway, one thing Brett Coleman said was you could see how the Bills felt about their safeties, plural, by how much Cover Three they played last year. And,
yeah,
Cody Alexander says the same thing. They played a bit more Cover Three because that's what Bishop came from. You can see that. There's been times he's lost in those deep coverage. He doesn't know where to get his eyes, how to transition. You can see that. They don't really like, outside of Christian Benford, they're not comfortable with a lot of those guys. That's where Max Hairston comes in. So, you know, he can play a lot of their zone coverage. They got a long zone corner that fits the mold of what they wanted. The idea is you can see in the coverages they call, they don't trust their safeties. That's the second guy I've heard say that. We'll try to get Cody Alexander on the show to talk about this. That sometimes we just think, maybe this is in collision low crossers or a million different NFL people have said this. Mm-hmm. There's what you want to do, and mm-hmm. there's what you can do. The defense you're playing might not be the defense you want to play. It's the defense you feel like you can play.
Yeah.
And with their safeties last year, they played a defense they felt like they could play. There's probably looks if they get the perfect safety mix that they want. Their best ideas at safety, They can play a lot of different coverages, but it's about what can we play. And if Baltimore is the kind of opponent, they think, well, what can we get away with against Baltimore? Like, could Hamlin start? I don't think it's nuts. It would feel like a big loss. You would explain it away in the preseason of Bishop missing time,
yeah,
not getting time on task, and you'd say, like, we just don't feel good about it right now.
All this really makes me wonder if they ever had any thought at all about picking Malachi Starks.
I think
in the first round.
I think they would have had thought about it.
Who will be on the other side of the field in week one.
Starks and Hamilton.
You look at Mike Clay from ESPN had like a breakdown of he ranked every team's position group, and the Ravens were ahead of the Bills on most of them, but there was no greater difference than that position.
Safety.
Yeah, the Bills were like bottom three for him, and the Ravens were top three. Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks. Like, we'll see what Starks is, but if he's good, it is tough to do better than that. And we talked about Starks on draft day as an idea for the Bills. And, I mean, imagine if he was on this team right now, wouldn't it be easy? He'd be the safety.
You would hope.
Next to Rapp, at least.
Jay Skursky reports the Bills are releasing Steven Gosnell, hope to resign him to the practice squad, according to a league source.
All right. You know, that actually just makes me think, because Sal presented the possibility maybe Dane Jackson returns to the practice squad. Don't you always hear on a day like today about every player that they think is coming back to the practice squad, the follow-up of they hope to bring him back to the practice squad? And that was not included in the Dane Jackson report by Jeremy Fowler. So, doesn't need to mean anything, but it does feel like in most instances, if they want him on the practice squad, you're going to see it in the first report. And that did not happen with the Dane Jackson tweet. So we'll see.
All right. 803-0550. Sabres alumni golf tournament yesterday. Had a chance to play with Michael Pekka.
Nice.
He's coaching with the Blackhawks now.
Right. He's not with the Rangers anymore?
No.
Okay. He's in Chicago.
Yep.
That was nice. Hockey's less than a month away.
You know one thing I think
the preseason is less than a month away. The regular season is starting less than a month.
Preseason's a month away.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Training camp's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It gets rolling quick.
Yeah. The one thing Sabres. I thought about with the Sabres and like, you know, you're at that tournament. There's a lot of alumni. What do you think? The toughest question to answer on the Sabres is what team are they going to pass to get in? That is the hardest question to answer if they're going to make the playoffs.
If
they're going to make the playoffs, like what team are they going to beat out to make
it? Oh, I see.
Like someone has to come out for you to go in, and that's Ottawa and Montreal last year.
Yeah.
But the reality is like the Islanders should probably be a lot better, right?
Maybe. They did get rid of one of their two best defensemen. And
they drafted one number one overall.
He's 18, though.
Eh.
So, like, good. But, no, like, I don't know how much better they are, Schneider, than Dobson in year one. If I'm looking in the division, like, I don't really mind how the division looks.
Because like, Ottawa and Montreal are far from, like, bankable assets.
Yeah. Like, well, I think Ottawa's good. I don't think Ottawa's coming back to the pack. I think Ottawa's good. They have a top... I think I saw last 3 years in the NHL, Linus Ullmark is number two in the league in goals saved above expected. You got something on the Bills?
I got two Bills. Daquan Hardy waived,
okay,
and the Bills are releasing Laviska Shenault.
Okay. Maybe Brandon Codrington's your returner.
Looks like, yes, Codrington may have won the return job, will be the depth in the cornerback room.
Yeah.
All right. Give us the Shavers news.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you it's going to matter that much. I'm here to tell you that I'll be filling this wide receiver big board next April. No matter what.
Yep.
I'll put a Lombardi trophy on it and it'll still be up there. I don't care. I'm not stopping.
You got to put whichever receiver is holding up the Lombardi trophy after they've won. Well, they're not going to win Super Bowl MVP.
No, that's
There's
hard to do.
No chance that a receiver for this team would win Super Bowl MVP over Allen. Zero.
No, probably not.
He could catch 6 touchdowns and it would still go to Josh.
So, anyway, there's some Sabres thoughts.
In a month.
Not big thoughts, but just a thought.
In a month, if you want, I could tell you why I think the Leafs are going to be in trouble this year. Unless you want it now. It's very simple. They were bottom five in every 5-on-5 stat last year.
Yeah.
And then they lost Marner. Good luck.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
They were number two in save percentage. They got to do that again. Good luck.
You're picking the Bills, or sorry, you're picking the Sabres to finish ahead of the Leafs, is what I just heard.
No, I'm not. Oh, well, I'm not
this.
Doing that.
I like this.
Toronto's coming down.
This bold prediction.
Toronto's coming down. I'm not predicting the Sabres are going up, but that's the vulnerable team in my opinion, because I don't think it's Florida or Tampa.
803-0550. Looking for the latest on Bills cuts. They're starting to trickle out, so we will get those for you as they come. Everybody rolling through is still Laviska Shenault is the most recent one. You know, you got the news and you got the quote tweets and the news on that.
No big surprise cut around the league yet, though.
Not yet.
Which usually you'll get a couple of every single year. Right? Like, there'll be a – maybe it's Kyle Duggar today. Although that wouldn't be stunning because he's been talked about. But you'll see a guy get cut and then Bills fans will all collectively argue on Twitter about whether they should sign him or not.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a safety. Or a corner.
803-0550. All right, latest Bills news. We'll keep you updated. Last 30 minutes of our show. Sal's got the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show. The Bills plan to waive offensive lineman Richard Garage.
All right. Great name, but he's gone.
Yep, that's from Jace Gursky. So Jace Gursky's had a bunch of these ones right away. Sal's got a bunch, of course. Ian Rappaport have seen. Jimmy Charlo cut. We know that one as well.
Okay. We're getting there.
803-0550. Have we seen one that's not, we hope to keep him on the practice squad yet? Did they tell everybody that?
Dane Jackson.
All right, okay.
They didn't say it about Dane Jackson. But did they say it about Richard Garage?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Like, that's what I'm saying. Dane Jackson, that wasn't included. So,
could that be because he has a better chance
of getting somewhere else?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. 803-0550. When we get back, I've been asking a question about golf, and I'm going to answer it. And 17 people in the chat will tweet Z's to pretend to fall asleep whenever we talk about anything golf. So I look forward to that for those of you in the YouTube chat. No, it's a very small thing. And we'll keep tracking these cuts. Jeremy and Sneaky Joe here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.